So that's where, you know, anger and out of anger saying bad things. We should be very careful. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. That's why Shanti was saying that delusion, they are real enemy. Okay. When this delusion, inner enemy, when you destroy them, then you achieve the perfect happiness. You achieve the nirvana. Okay. Then you are called Arhat, which is a four destroyer. Okay. Yes, Tanda? Okay. Just point out the Arhat. Arhat is a those who completely destroy the delusion, called Arhat. Okay. Now next. Okay, and then this was saying that at that time, then Buddha was meditating on the profound wisdom. Okay. Early time, you know, teaching was given, you know, with, not just like that. First Buddha meditate, then Aulashva, they all meditate. Then after meditation, then somebody give teaching. Either Buddha or the Aulashva. Yes, Tanda. Okay, it will be very effective. Okay. People who listen to teaching, they are also together with Buddha, meditate for a short time, and then with the right motivation, then give teaching. Okay. Then this monk was saying, at that time, not only Buddha meditating on profound wisdom, Aulashva also mentioned profound wisdom, seeing the five eggs are empty or inner existence. Okay. Now, what is Aulashva? One interest, Nanda? Okay. Aulashva means, you know, looking from the compassionate eye. Aulashva, actually, it is an aspect of Buddha compassion. Compassion as a Buddha appears in the form of a deity, it's called Aulashva. Okay. So, you know, Buddha's meditating, Aulashva meditating, Aulashva is not separate from the Buddha. One of the Buddha aspects in the form of deity is called Aulashva. Yes, Nanda. When you achieve high realization, see, when you cognize empty directly, at that time you can emanate 100 different body. And you can go to 100 different world systems. Okay. Yes, Nanda. And beneficence is being received teaching. Nanda, you might wonder how is possible. Nanda. See, our consciousness provides all the finger, for example.
наше сознание пронизывает каждую клеточку нашего тела, вплоть до кончиков пальцев.
Yeah, да? Eye, ear, nose, like that.
Даже наши органы, обоняние, зрение, такое.
One mind pervades whole body, so I can see, ear can hear, my finger moving.
At
the same time. Yes, Tata. In the same way, you know, понятно, так можно, да? Yes, Tata. In the same way, here is connected. Who I realize something like a connection will be in a very long distance, this consciousness will be connected. Yes, okay. And then those who reach second bhumi, they can emanate thousands of body and go to thousands more system benefiting his being. Make offering to Buddha, receive teaching from Buddha from different universe. Это все это можно. It's possible. Yes, not, да? Okay. Okay, вам интересно? Да? Okay. Then third bhumi, potential increase like that. Then billion. Billion. Okay. Then countless. Okay. When you become Buddha, you can emanate countless body. Okay. Yes, Tanda. In a countless whole system.
Okay.
Benefits, stressing pain. Okay. Such is possible. Okay. This is the potential mind. Понятно? Okay. Yes, Tanda. Okay. Our mind have an unbelievable potential. This one we are satisfied with a small result. Material things, they have limitation. Okay. Yes, Tata. Okay. Object where there is limitation, we want limitless. Yes, Tata. How you can possess all the objects? Not possible. Not possible. So here our mind is not satisfied with what you have. Want more and more.
Больше.
Да? Потом как крыса, да? Крыса, галстук, человек, галстук, да? Копит зерно, да? Себе не кушает, другой не дает. Потом другой крыса убил это крыса, потом след забирает, да, зерно. Понятно, да? Okay. That's the mistake. So it's not that I'm saying that we are not satisfied with something which have a limitation. Our mind potential is unbelievable. Yes, sir. Here we are satisfied. Немножко мудрый, о, достаточно, немножко, да. Немножко медитация, о, достаточно, да, сейчас у меня слезы достаточно. Okay, small practice we say satisfy, small wisdom we satisfy, and then in the material thing there is limitation, then here not satisfied. This is your ashikara. Okay. In reality, in the spiritual development, you should not be satisfied at all. The more you have, more you should be, you know, hungry for it. Okay. If you cognize eminent Dharas, you emanate 100 bodies, still, I'm not satisfied, I should emanate 1,000 bodies. Только я 100 only 100 universe I can benefit. There's so many countless universe I should benefit. There's so many universe I'm not
benefiting.
Yes, да? Буддхисаттва, да? Если его рука $5, он доволен. О, как хорошо, что $5 есть, да? А, ясно, да? Внутри развивает, да? Ну, даже 1000 тела можно, он еще не достал. Я хочу еще больше, да? Понятно, да? Ради блага другой. Ясно, да? Окей. Okay. So my advice to you. Spiritual development never satisfies.
Поэтому я вам советую в области духовного развития никогда не довольствуйтесь.
When you generate some level of love, don't say so, you should generate more love. You compare your love with the Bodhisattva and say, oh, my love is very little. Yes, not that? Okay. Even you have clairvoyance, don't satisfy with small clairvoyance. Okay. Compare this with a Buddha's omniscient mind. Okay. Then it's very little wisdom. Yes, not that? Okay. In material field. Compare what you have with the people who have less than you. Yes, no, compare your situation not with the European, America, India. India, да? Африка, да? Африка, люди ни дом, ни то, крыша ни то, да? Under the tree they are sleeping.
Они спят, просто под деревом,
так, very happy. Никого, кошмар, да, как буду жить, никого, да, кошмар, никого, да? Собак, смотри, да? Собак язык не знает, да? Ничего не то. Собак спокойно спал. Понятно, да? Не говорю, кошмар, что буду кушать завтра, да? Я не могу жить, да? Я умру, так не говорю, да? Спокойно, завтра буду посмотреть, завтра, да? Собак завтра, он встает, он ищет. Наш человек иногда думал хуже, чем собак. Понятно, да? Окей. Ясно, да? Окей. This is my advice to you. Вам интересно, да? Okay. Now next one. Okay. So, okay. Avalokiteshvara see that even 5 areas of empty in existence. Okay. What does that mean? Вам интересно, да? Okay. Five aggregates. First, we should know what is five
aggregates.
Okay. Five aggregates in the short form is talking about your body and mind. When it, put in more detail, it's called five aggregates.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Now, first aggregate is called form aggregate. Okay, that is our body. No, Stella, this is a form aggregate. Okay. Another. Second aggregate. Okay, it's called feeling. Another. Okay. Yes, another. Feeling you know, good feeling, bad feeling, because we then delusion comes. Okay, it's a secondary mind. Yes, not that. Okay, this is called feeling aggregate. Then third recognition. Okay. Our mind recognizing good person, bad person. My friend, my enemy. Okay. Yes, not that. Through it, then attachment, anger.
Okay.
Okay. They are all functions done by the recognition aggregate. Yes, Father. One minute, Father. Okay. Oh, that's the second mind. Okay. Then, fourth aggregate. That's called volitional information. Okay. That means, you know, see, second consciousness, which is not love, which is not a, you know, feeling and recognition. Okay, love, compassion, anger, jealousy, they are all volitional formation aggregates. Okay. Yes, another. Then fifth aggregate. Experiment mind. Aggregate of mind, mental aggregate. Okay. Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, they are all mental aggregates. Okay. These five aggregates, when they are together, okay, then Buddhism says, come I. Yeah. Okay. See, non-Buddhist saying that I is a, you know, dusha, something separate from the body and mind. Buddhism says there is no such I. I is just divine rising of this five skanda. Yes, sir. Yes, not that. Like, example is given like that. Okay. Tea. Yeah, water, you know, sugar, malako, tea, they're all together, then became a tea. It became a tea. Okay. Yes, Father. Water is not tea. Okay. Malako is not tea. Понятно? Okay. Each one is not tea. Понятно? Okay. So Hindu analysis like that. Each one is not tea. That's why they think that they say dusha tea. Buddhism says this is a, you know, Atma. Okay. This is a, you know, conceptual interpretation. Buddhism says conceptual interpretation. There is no dushati. Dushati пить не могу, да? Okay. What is tea? Tea say, Buddhism say, each water, malako, they are all not tea, but when they are together, then they are tea.
Когда все это
Okay. Чай is a divine rising of this all ingredient. This way, there is no such a dusha chai. The same way, I is the divine rising of the body and mind. Or five aggregate. Okay. Five aggregates, you know, five aggregates, four of them is mind. One is the body. When they're together, I arise. That's not that. Okay. 1 minute is not that. Okay. Time is finished. Okay. Okay. Tomorrow we'll continue. Okay. Now dedication. At the zone. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, huh? 6:30, what's better? Same, da? Kharusha. Same chisel, da? And one thing, my new book has come, which is called Wandro, which is teaching one how to do the preparation practice. Okay. To make our mind strong and, you know, okay. Fundamental practice, which is very useful. No any danger. First emphasis on the fundamental practice. If you want to build 25 etage building, first make a good foundation. Okay. Want to practice say, building the foundation. Want to build. That's not that. Okay. Once you build the foundation, then wall and this thing not very difficult. Yes, brother. Without foundation, if you put a krisha, then it fell down your head. Brother, you became very strange. That's it, Danny.